This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is never a condition that a mu'min goes through where he does not praise Allah. If things happen your way, you say Alhamdulillah. If things do not happen your way, you say Alhamdulillah twice. Because now your Creator has taken over and He's doing it His way, subhanallah. So there is never a moment where the Alhamdulillah is inapplicable for a mu'min. We thank Allah. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. We send blessings and salutations upon the greatest of creation, the most noble of all prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Hashimi al-Qurashi, the one chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the goodness that we have to us. We thank Allah for this blessing, for indeed it is the favor of Allah. And we send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for indeed we consider it a great honor and we acknowledge his status as the best of creation, the most noble of all prophets, the highest in rank of all of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also send blessings upon the companions, those who struggled and strove through the generations, his household who stood by him all along, those who were there from the very beginning, and all those who struggled through the generations, the ulama, those who learned, those who practiced, those who conveyed the message to others. May Allah bless them all. And may Allah bless every one of us and make us from those who learn, put into practice and convey the message. My beloved brothers and sisters, a Muslim is a person who utters and declares faith in two sentences. La ilaha illallah on one hand and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the other. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah on one hand and ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, or ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah on the other. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. That is the first part of the declaration that brings you into the fold of Islam. Which means, I will not worship anyone or anything besides Allah. If you think of the meaning of what you've declared, you will understand what to do and what not to do. We say, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. You only have to think of what you said and you will know what to do. Thereafter we say, I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi, the messenger of Allah. In that statement, we are acknowledging that Allah has sent him with a very, very great amana. Allah has sent him with revelation for us. Allah has chosen him above us and above all creation. We will never fall in the same way that Iblis, Satan, the devil fell when Allah told him to acknowledge the status of Adam alayhi salam. He refused. Ana khayrun minhu khalaqtani min narin wa khalaqtahu min tin. I am better than him. You've made me from fire, and look at what you've made him from: the soil, the dust, the clay, etc. I'm not going to acknowledge his status. With us, the fact that we declare the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have already arrived at that level of acknowledgement. Never believe that there can be a Muslim who utters the shahada truly who does not love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no one who says the shahada and does not love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each one shows his love in a way that he believes is the best or the most correct. So you cannot point a finger at someone and say he does not love the messenger, because perhaps his method of loving may be in that he wants to follow every footstep of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they used to travel from Makkah to Medina, they used to stop at a certain point and they would relieve themselves at a certain place under a certain tree in a certain way. It wasn't in the path of the people, but inside slightly. When they were asked about it, what is the significance of this? They said, well, we saw the messenger, peace be upon him, stop here, so we stopped here. Subhanallah. If that was their love, it is definitely the love. No one can say, no, that's not the love. In fact, that is what love is all about. If you want to speak the same way he spoke, that is actually one of the biggest ways that you can display your love. How did he speak? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except as a means of mercy for the entire creation at the time, and completely thereafter, and even before. Al-Alameen includes everyone, everyone. Not just mankind, everyone. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a means of mercy for al-alamin. People are merciless today in the name of the one who was sent as a mercy. People are merciless with whom? With their family members. Start off with your spouses, both ways, husband and wife. There was a time we used to tell the men, be careful how you treat your wives. We will still say the same statement, but now we will add a second sentence to tell the women, be careful how you treat your husbands. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness, even your children. Your love of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very closely judged by the way you treat your family members. When the messenger says, khayrukum khayrukum li ahlihi, the best from amongst you is the one who is best to his wife or his family or her spouse, it means that statement holds value more than any statement of ours can ever hold. It means Allah has told him to say that to us. The best from amongst you is the one who has best character. And this is included in it. So on the day of judgment, you will be judged by certain things. One of them will also be those things that the Prophet ﷺ told us made you better than others. If the Prophet ﷺ says the best from amongst you is this and that, you need to know that those things are going to be brought forward on the day of judgment, and your Jannah and Jahannam will also be connected to those things. This is why when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked the messenger, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the characteristics of those who shall be entering Jannah, he said two major points: taqwa Allahi wa husnul khuluqi, your relationship with Allah and your relationship with the rest of the creatures of the same Allah. One is known as taqwa Allah. Some might say the fear of Allah. Yes, the consciousness of Allah, developing the relationship with Allah, that is all part and parcel of the same thing, taqwa Allah. Husnul khuluqi means the goodness of your character. These two will be the main characteristics that would result in the people entering Jannah who have embodied them, who have lived by them. Are we ready to show our love to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by watching how we speak at home, by saying loving words, by saying kind words? He used to speak with such love to his wife Aisha radiallahu anha that she used to blush. When last did we make our spouses blush? If anything, the redness on their faces is perhaps a depiction of the anger that they may have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not let that happen. Yeah, she's always red. She's always red from what? Perhaps it's anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who understand. These words are powerful, but we take them for granted. We forget about them. That's why we need reminders. We gather in order to celebrate. And we remind each other about what there is to actually celebrate. The celebration is when you follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I know that if you are married to someone, for example, yes, you declare your love, and yes, you utter it, and yes, you say it, and you may sing the praises. Indeed, it is important within your marriage. This is just an example. But sometimes your actions may be proving that you were being hypocritical in your words. Therefore, everyone agrees that actions speak louder than words. If you look at the previous generation, or those who are slightly older than us, you will find, subhanallah, they never said, I love you to their spouses as much as we would do or we should be doing. But they perhaps loved their spouses more than you and I. They knew it. It fitted. They knew they stood for whatever values were being required of the one who loves his spouse the most. With us, it becomes lip service. But sometimes what we do depicts otherwise. It's heading in another direction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. When it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the example is always the highest. Afdalul khalqi wa akramul rusuli. No doubt, the best of creation, the most noble of all prophets, the perfect from the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No negative qualities did he ever have. Nothing negative about him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Embodiment of perfection from the beginning to the end. How fortunate are we to be from amongst his followers. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah has indeed bestowed favor upon the believers. When He sent a messenger to them, when He sent a messenger in their midst to cleanse them, to read the verses of Allah to them, and to teach them the book, the revelation, and the wisdom, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the path of living. You want to lead a life of goodness, follow the path of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll never go wrong. You'll never go wrong. Send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam abundantly. It will result in the elevation of your status. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man salla alayya wahida, sallallahu alayhi biha ashra." Whoever sends blessings upon me and salutations once, Allah will bless him tenfold as a result. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every one of us. Amen. So no matter what we utter with our mouths, with our tongues, it will not be enough. No matter how hard we try to follow his sunnah, we will never get to perfection, but we have to aim there. If you aim at the sky, you will at least get to the clouds, but you won't remain on ground level. But when you haven't aimed anywhere, you perhaps will dig a hole going further down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a prophet of hope. He brought hope to the people as much as he reminded them of the punishment and the warnings that he delivered. But they were always engulfed by the beautiful message of hope. This is why when revelation came down, it started off number one. And we are taught that when you read it, you need to start off with seeking the protection of Allah from shaytan the accursed. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. I seek the protection in Allah from shaytan the accursed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whenever you read the Quran, seek the protection of Allah. Don't let shaytan come in and make you lose focus. Lose focus from what? The core of the message. Yes, it's good to recite it beautifully, but if your life is heading in another direction, we have a problem. The same applies. As we commence, we say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So important that some of the scholars of jurisprudence have considered it a verse of the surah. They say it's part of the verse. You must say it. Don't you notice sometimes when you're standing in salah, you find some people from some of the schools of thought, they say the Bismillah aloud because they consider it a verse of Surah Al-Fatiha. It's a verse. So they say, why should you remain silent? Say it loud. It's part of Surah. It's part of the Surah. That only depicts the importance of it. If Allah wanted, He could have started off with any of His great qualities, but He chose two main qualities, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, that of His mercy. To depict hope. Imagine if it was, I start in the name of Allah, the one who's going to punish and the one who holds the ownership of hellfire. He could have said that if he wanted. It wasn't wrong, but he chose Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, because indeed he is very merciful. It is a message of hope. It is a message of goodness. My brothers and sisters, have hope in the mercy of Allah. No matter what you've done, the fact that you are listening to something that you would like to motivate or be motivated by to get closer to Allah is already a step in the right direction. The fact that we have the Shahada on our tongues is by far the most powerful of the gifts of Allah. If I can spend a moment to tell you, there is a hadith known as Hadith al-Bitaqa, the hadith of the card, again depicting the mercy of Allah. On the day of judgment, a sinful man will come up and his files will be placed in front of him. Do you deny any of these files? 99 files, each one from the east to the west, horizon to horizon, filled with sin. He will say, I don't deny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct that it be put on the scales. And as they are being put on the scales, a little card will come out. And as it comes out, what is on the card? This man said this shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Or in fact, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The shahada came out. He said it truthfully from his heart. He believed it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you know, la zulma al-yawm. No oppression on this day. No one will be wrong. Put this one card on the right side, and the 99 files, each one from east to the west, on the other side. And guess what? As the card is put, it begins to tip the scale towards it, such that it becomes heavier than those 99 files filled with sin. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us through the most blessed lips ever to exist, the lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Yabna Adama, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ما كان منك ولا أبالي. O son of Adam, and the address is for me and you from Allah. O son of Adam, if your sins reach the skies, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء, if your sins, the sins you've committed, have reached the skies, and you ask me for forgiveness, I'll forgive you and I don't even mind. I don't even bother. Forgiven. Gone. Subhanallah. Who is saying this? يَبْنَ آدَمَ إِنَّكَ إِنْ أَتَيْتَنِي بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا ثُمَّ لَقِيتَنِي لَا تُشْرِكُ بِي شَيْئًا أَتَيْتُكَ بِقُرَابِهَا مَغْفِرَةً. O son of Adam, if you came to me with the whole world filled with sin, and you have not associated partners with me in worship, I will come to you with an equivalent amount of forgiveness and wipe it all out. And you know what? Allah uses the term wala ubali. That means, and I'm not even bothered. Allah loses nothing and He gains nothing. Your worship will not increase the value of Allah or His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And your sin will not decrease the value of Allah or His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, it is for us. So this hope that we have is something that the one who was sent with mercy and hope has taught us. And the point I want to raise today, and I want to drive it home, many of us, we are conscious of our salah, we are conscious of perhaps our zakah, we are conscious perhaps of our adhkar. We might even be conscious of recitation of the Quran. But I promise you, we are lacking when it comes to character and conduct, because many of us think that that is not connected to Islam. But it is actually something that is detached from the deen. Therefore, you find people fulfilling salah in the first row, but they swear, they cheat, they deceive, they lie, they are hurtful, they use abusive words. No matter how pious you think you are, if your tongue is not clean, you are not close to Allah, and you cannot consider yourself a true lover of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because even your method of speech is very, very far away from the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's like telling your wife, I love you, and then you are doing everything to that is opposite to what she wants, or vice versa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. The greatest of creation, the most noble of all messengers of Allah, doesn't he deserve that we send blessings and salutations upon him on a daily basis? We can sing his praise. Indeed, as I said, no matter what we say or no matter how much we utter, we won't be able to do justice to it. But within the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to continue to say beautiful words and to prove it with our action. This is why when you enter the fold of Islam, you utter it with your tongue. Yes, indeed, you say, I bear witness. But it has to be in the heart, and you have to prove it with your deeds. You cannot just say, I'm a Muslim, and then you find yourself doing everything that is forbidden. If you were to translate the word Muslim for a moment and use it every time you called yourself a Muslim, you would then realize whether you are actually a Muslim or not. So let's translate it. A Muslim is a submitter, one who submits. Al-istislamu lillah. Al-islam huwa al-istislamu lillah. Islam is the submission unto Allah. So call yourself a submitter. People say, or they ask you, what religion do you belong to? Say, I'm a submitter. Are you really a submitter? Have you submitted? But your fajr wasn't even there. What submission is that? Your alcohol was around. What submission was that? Your lies, your deceiving. What submission was that? You were lazy to fulfill the instruction of Allah. You were found in the casinos and on drugs and everything else, and you didn't want to turn back to Allah. What submission was that? So Allah says, hang on, hang on. There is a door that is open for you. We have sent the mercy to you in the form of a messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has come, he has taught you. You follow his path, you will be cleansed, you will be content. The world is searching for contentment in sin. People want pleasure in that which displeases Allah. May Allah protect us. May Allah always create a barrier between us and the sin. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had enemies who disliked him. He had, when we speak of hypocrisy at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, generally it was being referred to those who were pretending to be Muslims. It's called nifaq al-milla or al-aqidah. A person doesn't believe, but they're pretending to believe. Nifaq amali is one hand and nifaq aqadi is the other. You have hypocrisy where a person is a Muslim, they have said the shahada, they are genuinely Muslim, but they are not doing what they are supposed to be doing because of weakness, because of other factors perhaps. That is also a type of hypocrisy, but it is not the lowest level of hypocrisy. It is a level where Allah will still forgive you if you turn and you keep on turning. But there is hypocrisy where people pretend to be Muslim and they are not Muslim. That was what was being referred to more in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of a few elements in Medina. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has declared that he was a hypocrite. He wasn't even a believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had enemies even from those who declared their enmity, like Abu Jahl. At a certain point, Umar ibn al-Khattab. At a certain point, Abu Sufyan. At a certain point, Khalid ibn al-Walid. Later on, to be known as radiyallahu anhum. Pause for a moment. Your beloved, my beloved, our beloved, the one we love the most. How did he treat his enemies? Did he swear them? Never. Did he abuse them? Never. Did he call them bad names? No. Did he curse them in a rotten, derogatory, ugly, dirty way? Never. He prayed for them. Allahumma a'izzal Islam bi ahadil umarain. Oh Allah, grant strength to Islam through the acceptance of Islam by one of these two major enemies who are powerful people, Umar ibn al-Khattab or Amr ibn Hisham. Who was he praying for? Who was he saying the most blessed words for? Those who had planned to kill him. You love him? Learn a lesson. Today we use the dirtiest words to refer to ulama of the deen. And we claim to love. We are doing it in the name of the most merciful of all, who is Allah. And the one who was sent as mercy, who is Rasulullah. Isn't Allah Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Wadud, the most loving, the most kind, the most compassionate, the most beneficent? Allah has never used a derogatory term. The Messenger, peace be upon him, never. He says al-mu'min is not fahish, he's not badi, he's not hurtful, he's not abusive, he's not vulgar. Today we justify the use of the dirtiest, most derogatory words to be used against people who are trying to serve Allah and his Messenger. In the name of Allah, the most clean. In the name of the Messenger, the most eloquent, the most beautiful, the most kind, the most pious, the cleanest, the best of the lot. We use his name and we say, because of him, we're swearing all these people. Where is the deal? Wake up, my brothers and sisters. When you notice people using cheap words, it's a sign of their distance from Allah. Wallahi thumma wallahi. And the lesson is not just for me, and not just for the ulama, and not just for the senior ulama. It is for every single one of us. There is no message that anyone can think, I'm too senior to receive. No. If it is from Allah and his Rasul, you have to admit that yes, there is a factor that we need to deal with here. Today the ummah is bleeding because each one is swearing the other. There is no more love in the ummah. And the Prophet ﷺ warned us about it. You disagree with someone, no problem. You can disagree with them very strongly, but absolutely respectfully. Who is teaching that to us today? No one. Because each one is busy swearing the other. The people who are supposed to be leading us are swearing everybody else. So the little boys have those swear words on their tongues, and instead of the dhikr of Allah and the tilawa of the Quran, they are swearing their ustad who taught them Quran a few years ago because they heard another one with a 1-inch longer beard using a bigger swear word for that one. Subhanallah, that's the way the ummah has gotten to today. See the destruction. I was speaking to someone an hour ago. He was telling me, do you know how many people are quitting Islam? I said, I do know. I do know. Third generation Muslims in the developed world. I do know. They are leaving Islam in the tens of the thousands. Is that shocking? You need to know it. People say, don't talk about it. We will talk about it. We have a problem. Amongst us who believe we are pious, there is an issue. We think we are bigger than everyone else, so we have a license to swear in the name of the seerah, in the name of Allah, in the name of his Messenger, to harm people, to abuse people, when the Messenger, peace be upon him, didn't even swear the people of Ta'if. He made a dua for them. He said, oh Allah, my blood is here. Oh Allah, if you don't guide them, at least guide their children. And what will we do? Someone who's already a Muslim, already saying the Shahada, doing a good job, because we disagree with one matter, we hurl abuses of the most derogatory terms that are available. People need to look in the dictionary to find out what does this word mean. And where did we learn these swear words from? None other than people who claim to be flag bearers of Islam, and nobody wants to talk about it. We are celebrating the messenger of peace, the messenger of guidance, of purity, of goodness, of love, of the one who taught us to have hope in the mercy of Allah. Give hope to people. You have a disagreement, no problem. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum had disagreements. Where is the record of their swearing and cursing and using cheap words for each another? No, that's not Islam. So don't be fooled. The best of us can make mistakes. We don't take everything from just a single person, because then we would be insulting the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا وَيُؤْخَذُ مِنْ كَلَامِهِ وَيُرَدُّ إِلَّا صَاحِبَ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Malik ibn Anas, who was the Imam of the Maliki Madhab, Imam Dar al-Hijra, based in Medina Munawwara, sitting in the Rawda, he points at the Qabr Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, there is no one on earth except that we take some of what they say, and we have to, wherever we know that they have faltered, leave some of what they have said, excuse them for some of what they have said, because they err, except one. Who is that? Rasulullah. The person resting in this grave. Perfect. Everything he says, we surrender. Sami'na wa ata'na. We've heard it, we follow. This is the word of Allah. This is the message of the deen. If you want to restore the deen in our communities, we need to start off by watching our tongues. Say good words to people. You want to call someone towards the deen, listen to what Allah says to the messenger, peace be upon him. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. O messenger, it is due to the mercy of Allah upon you that you were lenient towards them. Which means, whoever is lenient, it's a sign that Allah is being merciful upon you. Listen to the verse. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is because of the mercy of Allah that you are lenient, soft towards them in your approach, in the way you have dealt with them, in your calling them towards the goodness. And Allah continues, because obviously the message is for all of us. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Subhanallah, if you were harsh and hard-hearted, they would have dispersed from around you. They wouldn't have listened to you. They would not be interested in what you're saying. Why? You're too hard. Up to today, talk to the youngsters, those who are hard and harsh and condemning every day, everybody besides themselves. What do the youngsters say? I already feel like a non-Muslim as it is. I'd rather stop going for salah also. Subhanallah. But give them hope. Yes, now and again we have to talk about the punishment of Allah. Now and again we have to give a bit of a jolt, subhanallah. But predominantly at a time where hope is required, if you're not giving it, they will find it elsewhere. Today the globe is struggling. People are hopeless. Look at the wars that are happening left, right and center. We are battling amongst ourselves because of our ego. In the work of Islam, we are battling not just two groups, but 20 groups. Because why? Ego. Nothing more than the ego. If you set your ego aside, every problem can be solved. Who are you serving? Is it Allah and His Rasul? Or are you serving someone else? If it is someone else, we will always have a problem. If you are dedicated to Allah, then fa ikhwanukum fid din. We are all brothers in Allah. We are sisters in Allah. You love your neighbor. You love the other. You love the one who is getting closer to Allah in a different way from you. Yes, the farad is there. The compulsory is there. You're not going to change that. But sometimes someone reads more Quran. Someone does more dhikr. Someone might be building masjids and madrasas. Someone might be spending time. Someone might be, for example, printing things, doing on the internet, whatever else, each one is getting closer to Allah in his own way. It does not mean that we need to start fighting each other, but we respect each other. We salute each other. As much as we need this, we need that. Those people who believe that what you are doing is not allowed, for as long as you know there is a scholar of Islam, or a few scholars or good scholars of Islam who hold that opinion, you have the right to disagree with it. But if you fight it, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. I promise you, it's about time we spoke about these matters, because the children we have are being brainwashed. They are being taken away from the deen in a certain way, using certain platforms. The enemies do not want us to use those platforms, because they know if you're going to use that platform, you're going to combat what we're trying to achieve. Hence, if there are some who see the light further than you and they want to use those platforms, minimum is make dua for them. Keep quiet. Say, I disagree. But perhaps they know something you don't know. Why are they doing it? For the love of Allah. For the love of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we are here. Everything we say, we owe it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the source that Allah chose for all the goodness that came to us to come from. Amazing. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We lack one thing in the ummah today, and I firmly believe that it is one of the main reasons we are killing each other. One word: respect. We don't respect each other. Nothing. Small difference, and you call the man names that don't exist, subhanallah, in the dictionary of a Muslim. May Allah forgive us. And because of outward piety, we are fooled. We are fooled. I will make mistakes, definitely. I'm a human being. Where I make mistakes, I expect people to respectfully correct me. The same would apply to you. You make a mistake, you want people to respectfully correct you. Be thankful, be happy. And if someone corrects me and I still feel I'm right, and they disagree, they have the right to mention that we disagree with X, Y, and Z on these grounds. And I have the right to say I disagree on these grounds A, B, and C. Leave it at that, subhanallah. But we make it the main focus, such that while people are losing their deen on one hand, we are busy squabbling on the other. Squabbling over what? And we are claiming to defend the deen of Allah. Subhanallah. Technology is something that didn't exist until very recently. Until very recently, it didn't exist at all. And I want to say something that I said yesterday, I'm repeating it today. The Messenger, peace be upon him, the best of creation, the most noble of all prophets, the most loved by Allah without a doubt. If Allah wanted, Allah would have given him absolutely the latest technology and kept him at a time when there would be the latest phone, the latest aircraft, the latest water taps, the latest air conditions, the latest mode of transport, the latest. None of that did Allah want to give him, because Allah gave him better than that. But materially, for us, it was considered something that was not technologically as advanced. Although he was the highest and the best. And Allah says it in the Quran, تبارك الذي إن شاء جعل لك خيرا من ذلك جنات. Glory be to Allah, whom if he willed, he would have given you better than all of that. The paradise, the gardens beneath which would be flowing rivers, etc., etc., etc. So Allah is saying, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, if we wanted, we could have given you everything, much more than them. We have given you. But what they have, material items, that's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for. You know, today, what are our children chasing? What are we chasing? Let's be honest. The latest cars, the latest phones, the latest scents, the latest handbags, the latest clothes. What else? The latest kitchen, the latest dining suite, the latest lounge, the latest designs. None of that was at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None of it. Not even one. We are chasing everything that did not exist with the best of creation, the most noble of all prophets. Look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were the most loved by Allah. They were higher than any one of us. They were higher than the highest of us today. They rode camels, animals, donkeys, etc., horses, water. Did you ever study the history of water from a tap? up to today on the globe, there are so many places where there's no water from a tap. They have to walk 5 miles, 10 miles, go collect a bucket, half dirty, half not dirty, come back, separate the mud from the water, drink a little bit here and there. When they want to light the fire, they have to actually, through the friction of two items, create a little fire with a few twigs, etc., etc. We have the good fortune of turning on the tap, but we are still further from Allah than those. We have the good fortune of jumping into a car, turning on the air condition. I saw the brother moments ago, may Allah give him Jannah, turning on the air conditioning units here. Although Durban is as good as Europe this afternoon, mashallah. We have so much, but it has distracted us from Allah. We're running after this and after that. How many of us are running after purifying your character and conduct? خِيَارُكُمْ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The best from amongst you are those who have the best character. Develop it. Learn to smile. That smile mustn't be a plastic smile. It must be genuine, legitimate. I love you, my brother. My father always used to say that, you know, a long time back, those who helped you were considered your friends. Today, the man who doesn't harm you is actually a very good friend of yours. Subhanallah. If he doesn't harm you, he's good enough. Subhanallah. We don't need your help anymore. We just need you to be quiet. Quiet. That's it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease. When I say quiet here, I'm talking of from harm. If it is beneficial, then you must say. You can correct, but in a beautiful way. There is a way to correct. It must be beautiful. That's why Allah says, when you stay away from people in a beautiful way, وَهْجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. How you combat the attack should be in a beautiful way. Sweet, lovely. You don't have to become venomous. It is a sign of your distance from Allah, because you have so much impatience that you have taken it upon yourself to do a job in a way that Allah did not teach on behalf of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So my brothers and sisters, this is the Nabi of Allah, great. When Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about his character, she said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an." His character was the Qur'an. He was a moving Qur'an. Do you see swear words in the Qur'an? Do you see bad words in the Qur'an? Do you see anything evil in the Qur'an? Astaghfirullah. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Even Allah is praising His own messenger, saying, "Oh Muhammad, your character, your character. You are upon the greatest level of character." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Even Allah is praising the Nabi of Allah, His own Nabi, about character, conduct. My brothers and sisters, develop your character. Learn to speak in a respectful way in your families. It is an act of worship to say words of love to those who are around you, waiting for those words of love. It's an act of worship to say them to your children, your parents, your spouses. Sorry, let me word it again. Your spouses, your children, your parents. May Allah grant us ease. My beloved brothers and sisters, it's important we learn to respect each other, even with our differences. We have to save an ummah. The ship is sinking, subhanallah. People are drilling holes still at the bottom while we are trying to, well, not we, but there's a lot of people who are trying to repair. Distinguish between those repairing and those drilling and understand. Some people, their foresight is way beyond that of others. We are seeing how hard those who want to destroy us are working from the enemies of Allah. So anyone who's doing any good work, appreciate it, but respect. There are people serving Allah in so many different ways. Men and women, there are so many sisters out there who are serving the deen of Allah in a quiet way. We need every single one of them. A leader is the one who brings people together, not the one who kicks people out. The more with you, the greater the leader you are. We love to kick everybody out, even our own family members. Kick everyone out. Subhanallah. May Allah forgive us. So inshallah, the next few lectures that we will be listening to, by the will of Allah, will be surrounding some of these beautiful examples in the life of the greatest of creation. We will learn, we will listen, we will emulate. It is an act of worship to learn every movement of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. how how the movement of his eyes were is also an act of worship to learn about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease. I'm sure you heard the passion in my voice, and I'm sure you understand it's about time we address these matters. We cannot just sit and watch so much of damage being caused and we don't address these matters. We respect each other. We must have respectful words. It's the 10th time I'm saying it today. We must make sure that we distinguish ourselves by saying that which is good. Tilawa of the Quran, dhikr of Allah. Do you know when you say a good word to a fellow Muslim, when you have not just a word, not a word, an expression that is positive from your face, is an act of worship. A positive expression from your face is an act of worship. Where did we get that from? The words of the most beloved. تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقًا. To smile. What's a smile? At the face of another is a charity. Normally when we say sadaqah, it's got to do with money. You know why they use the term? Ulama have written volumes about it. But I can quickly let you know, it is priceless. Priceless. That's why it's called a sadaqah. Someone says, give sadaqah. We give sadaqah, but we are frowning, we are miserable, we are such that when people look at us, they have to look away because of the expression on our face. What sadaqah is that? Start charity, begins at home. Come home and show your teeth, even if you have braces, no problem. May Allah grant us ease and goodness. May Allah open our doors. May Allah increase the love that we have for one another. I always feel it, even those who don't like you. I always feel this connection of the Shahada, the connection of Islam. I always have hope. I always think a day will come when inshallah things will get better. Things will get better. Inshallah things will improve. Because that's what we are taught. We have to have hope. Things will improve. They will improve. If every one of us continues to say they will improve and we all try to become better, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that when every one of you begins to change himself, you will notice the broader change in the ummah. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
You saw where I was going.
Yeah, I know. We'll meet tonight.
Yeah, inshallah.
We're going to rest.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Tired. Meaning, I'm all right.
The next item we'd like to call forward, Hafiz Muhammad.